Hey folks, John, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. Each week we do about 11 minutes of game-changing ideas to put in our classroom. Nothing big, just like one big idea you can take little steps with and practical strategies to implement into your classroom each week. And the goal is to change the game in education, get people fired up to be there, to get kids excited to kick down the doors and want to be in our classrooms and see what learning has in store for them. I think that enthusiasm is infectious, and I think that these little ideas can spawn massive changes through schools. And so my goal is to help you light that fire every week with a quick 11-minute or so podcast while I sit here in traffic, back from my job as a high school instructional coach, to connect with you and connect with educators all over the planet about ways that we're changing the games in our schools. So a bit of housekeeping this week, and then we'll get into this week's topic, which is all about from little things, really big things can happen. But the housekeeping stuff, this is a podcast every Monday. It comes out. If you like it, feel free to subscribe. Hit that 5-star rating. It helps other people find the podcast. Or join in a conversation with me on Twitter. I'm at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like my last name and EDU like teaching, because I really like teaching. And I want to get better at it, so I want to connect with you and see your thoughts about this. So treat this as like the first part of our conversation. Join in conversation on Twitter, and or message me on my website. I'm www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline, because I'm fired up to change the game, and I want to connect with people, and I want to get resources in the hands of great teachers who want to do the same thing. So all that said, it's really to build to this week's topic, which has been a long time in the making, and I'm probably getting emotional when I talk about it, but here we go. It is Monday. It is the week before Sunday, Father's Day, and that means that my first book ever, Adrenaline Rush, is available now for pre-orders, and I am over the moon excited. I'm geeking out. My heart is breaking. I'm like, there's so many things that are happening all at once, and I wanted to take this week's podcast to say a bunch of thank yous to some incredible people who inspired me, and also to offer some tips and strategies for other teachers who might be looking to make those small changes, which can lead to big, big things in their own schools or pedagogies and their own work as educators. So let me just tell the story about it, I guess. There's 15 months till to, before today was, I guess, way back in March. And that's when I wrote down the first words of the book that would become Adrenaline Rush. The writing process for me was pretty quick, but I'll get to that in a second. I want to actually go back in time and talk about how the whole process began. Because I am an instructional coach for a building of Catholic school educators, and I travel a lot for conferences. I've been an instructional coach for 5 years, and in the classroom for just about 10. And while I'm bouncing between different places, I'm gathering all this information about ways that we could improve pedagogy and curriculum and lessons and standards and blah, 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 blah. And someone told me along the way that if reading is breathing in, then writing is breathing out. And I really loved that. It was very empowering to kind of think about the idea of that cycle. You're taking all this great stuff to fill up your sponge, but when you're taking it and squeezing it to like put your own stamp on it and put it out into the world. And I was not blogging. I was not writing actively. I was just doing a lot of research in my building and a lot of like coaching for sure, which is all good. It's all things that are absolutely necessary. My school has seen tremendous gains, and our PD surveys year over year are showing incredible trajectory and growth because I've been focusing there. But it got to a point at a certain stage of the game where I was traveling so much for work. Like in the past 5 years for this job, I'm a small Catholic school in Northern Virginia that not a lot of people know of. It's a good school, but it's not like, you know, it's not Harvard, right? It's not like Exeter, Phillips Exeter Academy, where it's like a nationally ranked thing. My goal is to build it to that sort of thing one day, but I mean, this is a modest process of just taking in a ton of information and growing in incremental pieces. But for my job, I travel to conferences like all the time. If I'm not in the car listening to podcasts or recording podcasts or listening to audiobooks, I'm on a plane doing the exact same things, or I'm in the building doing the exact same things with printed text. I do a lot of research and a lot of travel for the job to kind of figure out what best practices look like. So I was on planes to Seattle. I did work with the Gates Foundation out there. I was in New Orleans with the ESET2 conference. I was at presentations in San Diego and in Atlanta for the National Catholic Education Association and ASCD, and bouncing everywhere in between for these intermittent conferences and things. University of Notre Dame had to play like a Champion Today conference. I was up in Boston. I was in Cincinnati. Chicago, you name it. If it's a major U.S. city with an airport, I've probably passed through it for work. So much so that one time I was in Kansas City and I was carrying my bags and the guy says to me, on the airport tram, he says, "You're here for work, aren't you?" And I was like, "Do I have that look?" And he kind of laughed. He's like, yeah, you do. But reading is breathing in, man. So I was gathering all this information, and for the time I spent in travel, I'm just, you know, like a sponge, soaking up all this awesome stuff that brilliant minds are sharing my way, connecting with education rock stars, hearing live keynote presentations from people like Carol Dweck, instructional coaching information from Jim Knight, people who are education game changers, reading the works of people like Jay McTighe, Alexis Wiggins, and just, I'm just so on fire for this stuff that over the course of 5 years, I think I traveled like 36,000 miles for the job, usually by air. And the planet's only 24,000 miles around, which means I had a lot of information in a very short amount of time, and I just wanted to get it out to the world. So in the fall or winter, early winter, December of 2017, I attended a conference in Northern Virginia, ASCD Virginia's annual conference. And the keynote down there was George Koros, who was writing The Innovator's Mindset. And he was doing his book tour at the time and presentations about his book. And because I was going to see it, I knew for sure I had also presented that session. I had another session, same thing. I was like, well, I should probably read this guy's book if he's going to keynote so I can know what that's all about. And so I did. And what was cool about it is I loved it so much. I actually was listening to it on audio tape, or I guess Audible, that I actually wound up buying a print copy for myself so I could like highlight and annotate. And then I bought a digital copy on Amazon so I could just like pull up it on my Kindle and just pick up where I had left off, copying and pasting and sharing messages with friends. I have a great teacher friend who was about to have her first baby. And I was like, oh, you're going to be home. Here's a book you can read while you're away. That's like so thoughtful, right? Here's a book about teaching while you're not teaching for a few months. But I gave her a copy of Innovator's Mindset. And I loved it so much, I got it to my principal. And I was like, we need to have this through our faculty. So he's done entire faculty book studies where entire departments at a time will read that book and interact with it. So it was a big moment in my teaching career to kind of connect with that. And that fall, I guess, that winter, when I had a chance to get to the conference because I've been tweeting about the book all the time, I actually met George at the keynote right before he was talking. And he's like, oh, you're John from Twitter. The work you're doing on Twitter is amazing, man. I really want to say thank you. And I was like, oh, man, you know, maybe because I said a few nice things about his book. I smiled, but I didn't really think too much of it. And then in his keynote, he repeated those sentiments in front of the entire gathered assembly, like 1,000 teachers from the state of Virginia. And I'm like, oh, man, this guy's a real deal. Or maybe I have something that's worth saying, because I wasn't just saying stuff about his book. I was, you know, blogging and retweeting, and I was pushing information out and just trying to get the world to see, like, things that I thought were cool in my travels in education. And so not long after that, I just sat down and I started writing, like, a long-form version of a manuscript. And it, for me, came together really quickly. In March of 2010, I sat down and I just started, March 10th of 2017, I just sat down and started writing over the course of a weekend. And in the course of 2 weeks, I had pretty much what became the draft manuscript for the book that will now be arriving on Father's Day of this year, which is crazy. It's like 15 months bell to bell, but like the actual writing of the book was 2 years. And I saw an education consultant say, you know, don't ever feel bad if you're getting paid a contract rate for a presentation that only lasts 30 minutes, because you're not being paid for 30 minutes. What you're being paid for is the 10 years of life that it took you to write that 30-minute presentation. And I think that that's really interesting, because I'm not talking about getting paid here. I'm just thinking about like the investment, the time. Because like people ask me how long it took to write the book, and I say, well, it took me 2 weeks, but also like 35 years. And it really was gathering information and putting things into the memory banks, and then saying this connects with that, and these things, there's a through line, and this one is, you know, in its own space, and these things are all, you know, part of a matrix. So yeah, it moved quickly for me, and I'm really fortunate about that. But we went into publication then. I met with Dave and Shelley Burgess. I pitched it over the internet, and I was like, what do you think? About 2-3 months later, they got back to me and said, let's do it. Let's do the book. That was the end of the summer of 2018. I was in revisions through December. I think January 1st of 2019 was when we were there. And then it's been in the pre-release, so getting ready for marketing, setting up the website so it's all pretty and stuff. So the blog became a website. Now it's like full-blown. Getting the decision on the cover images, working with a graphic design team, working with layout, back and forth with proofs. There's probably like 7 rounds of proofs where I would look and edit, and they would send back edits. It started with like thousands of edits, like 3,000 edits over the course of the book, taking out entire chapters, taking out entire, you know, paragraphs and pages, just large swaths of text being deleted and streamlined and made better. And it ended up, I think we had 3 edits in the final manuscript that went back and forth just like 2-3 weeks ago. And now we're here. And we're here on launch date, and the book will be available on Amazon, and it'll be available in booksellers everywhere. And the link will be on my website for sure. And it'll be in pre-release for the next like week or so. And then it's there. It's like out in the universe. And so I just wanted to like say all that to say like nothing that you are seeing is accidental. And it's, you know, my principal says, you know, for every overnight success, there's a life story like behind it. Like there's so much work, 20 years of work that goes into an overnight success story. Bruce Springsteen said he played a lot of bar gigs before he was ready to go for the big show. So when he got called for the big show, they were ready because they had spent hours and hours and hours and weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months and years and years and years just playing dive bars in these seaside boardwalk towns. And I think that's a big piece of this for me is I'm so proud to release this to the world because it is like a manifesto of, hey, this is my life's work for the past decade. And it ties in and taps into my passions as a kid and as a learner and as somebody who just loves being excited about cool stuff. The book, I titled it Adrenaline Rush, Game-Changing Student Engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. And for me, that's super cool because my class felt like any of those things. Kids would be kicking down the door to race in there and see what happens next. And if I can get them excited, I can get them engaged, I can get them inspired, then I can get them learning. Because the big secret about all this education stuff is, like I said, we don't teach content. We use our content to teach kids. So let's figure out what motivates them, figure out what gets them fired up and excited, and then let's light that fire for them so they can jump through hoops of fire for us. That's the thoughts for the book. And from the bottom of my heart, for anybody who's been on this podcast, for anybody who's reached out to me on Twitter, for anybody whose name was mentioned in this conversation, but even the people who I've omitted just for the sake of time and for the story, I couldn't do it without y'all. Like, waking up and seeing the messages on Twitter keeps me motivated, like people cheering for me as if I'm running in a race. And it's like, I can't quit. I got my people. And y'all are my people and it means the world to me. It feels like home to come back to this stuff. And you probably hear my voice, but like I am getting choked up with this. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see what you think of the book. I am over the moon excited. And I cannot wait to see what happens next. Use that hashtag adrenaline. Reach out to me on Twitter. Let's DM. Let's connect. And let's change the game. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back with another episode next Monday when the book comes out. All right. Bye for now.